Keep your eyes on God. Bible thought. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Do you remember the movies Earthquake and Twister? Disaster movies intrigue us. They broaden our imaginations and fuel our creativity. Can you imagine what Steven Spielberg could have done with our text today? Locust, famine, plague, destruction. The special effects would be unbelievable. Joel is using this prophecy to convey the judgment of the Lord upon Israel. God is going to be dealing with his people very powerfully, and Joel was trying to prepare them. God wanted his people to know, in no uncertain terms, that he is God, and he wanted their eyes turned toward him at all times. Does God expect any less of us? He might not deal with us in quite the same way as he did with the Israelites, but he does discipline us when we take our eyes off of him. He does this because he loves us so intensely. He knows that without him we have no hope of eternal life, and because of this we need to keep him as our number one focus. If you've taken your eyes off of God, please turn to him now. He is gracious and compassionate and is lovingly awaiting your return. Dear Father, please help us to keep our eyes on you at all times. Let us put you first in our lives, and let us always feel your loving presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Becky Kearns, Kent, Ohio.